Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your favorite podcast, Voice of Omani Youth, where we explore the diverse issues facing the youth of Oman. In the previous episode, we discussed the bad habits among the youth of Oman. Really interesting topic. However, today's episode is about a topic we don't hear much about despite the fact important topic. It is something that almost all of Omani youth may suffer from, which is the issue of mental health. Did you know that the psychological problems among Omani youth have increased significantly in recent times? I am your favorite podcast host, Mahmoud Al-Nahdi, and today we are diving deep into mental health issues among young Omanis. We will discuss the meaning of mental health. What are the psychological problems among the youth of Oman? Examples of how these problems affect them and ways to alleviate these problems. My guest in today's episode is Ahmed Al-Badi, researcher and activist in the field of mental health. Welcome, Ahmed.
Thank you, Mahmoud. I'm excited to be here and talk about such an important topic. Mental health is one of the most important topics in our lives, and we must raise awareness of its importance. Mental health is not a destination, but a process. It's about how you drive, not where you're going. That is what Noam Spencer once said about mental health. The strongest people are not those who show strength in front of us, but those who win battles we know nothing about. The world of psychology is a deep world. It is interesting to see people's faces and read their stories and what they suffered from the features of their faces.
Wise words. So Ahmed, let's start with the basics. What do you mean when we talk about mental health, especially in the context of young Omanis?
According to WHO, World Health Organization, mental health is a state of mental well-being that enable people to cope with the stresses of life, realize their abilities, learn well and work well, and contribute to their community. It is important to understand the meaning of mental health and to know that it is a normal thing. Globally, 1 in 7 people aged 10 to 19 years suffer from mental disorder, accounting for 15% of the global burden of disease in this age group. For the youth of Oman, awareness of mental health is important because they face challenges that are distinct from others, especially since mental health has not been a primary interest in the previous years in Oman.
Exactly. It is really important to understand the meaning of mental health. But Ahmed, do you think that mental health is receiving the required attention in Oman?
Actually, mental health in Oman today is given more importance than before. In the past, children were raised from young age that psychological problems were shameful and should not be acknowledged for fear of what people will say and accuse them of being crazy. But in our current generation, awareness is increasing day after day regarding mental health. Many compliance and organizations have begun to contribute to developing awareness about mental health. It is true that youth represent hope. Everything changes for the better. Many influential social media influencers indicate people about mental health, even in school and universities.
Wow, I feel proud of the progress we have made today regarding mental health in Oman. Youth care about their mental health more than previous generations. It is good to see organizations and campaigns that spread about the importance of mental health and to see young people themselves educating each other about the importance of mental health in social media. So, Ahmed, as a mental health researcher, what are some common mental health issues that you see among young Omanis today?
Well, I would say anxiety and depression are the most prevalent.
Really? What do you think the reason for the spread of depression and anxiety among the youth of Oman?
The reasons might be different from one person to another, but the most cited reasons are, firstly, academic pressure. Academic pressure affects the youth of Oman widely, as education determines their entire future, and the curricula can be somewhat difficult. Therefore, overthinking about grades might lead to anxiety and depression. Secondly, Social media. Many youth today cannot do without social media, as it is an important part of their daily lives. But excessive use of it might cause psychological problems. Seeing people on social media living the perfect life and proving to them that you live an ideal life like them certainly cause anxiety and depression. Finally, family expectations. Many youth might suffer from depression and anxiety due to their fear of not succeeding in meeting their family's expectation of getting perfect grade and doing great work.
Thank you for sharing those insights. It is clear now that Omani youth are exposed to anxiety and depression because of various of things around them. Academic pressure causes anxiety and depression. From personal experience, I can confirm this. Also, it is interesting to hear that social media is one of the causes of anxiety and depression among Omani youth. I strongly agree with this point because young people in general are overall concerned with what others think about them in social media. Therefore, they try to imitate people who think they are living the perfect life. But, of course, no one in the world is perfect. As for the expectation of families, Omani young people mind a great deal about fulfilling their family's expectations. And this might certainly lead to anxiety. I have also heard that depression and anxiety affect many young people in universities more than others. Is it true? And what is the reason?
Good question. Many youth in universities suffer from depression and anxiety more than others indeed. There are many reasons, but the most important of them is that young people move away from their families after living with them for a long time. Therefore, they get homesick, which leads to depression. Also, university pressure due to the grades and the tests might certainly lead to anxiety.
Oh, this explains a lot. Homesickness is a problem that I suffered from myself. The feeling of being away from your family, the most people you love, is truly depressing. As for the anxiety about the grades, it is a serious problem that we all face, especially at university. So, Ahmed, what do you suggest to reduce these psychological problems faced by the youth for man?
First, young people must examine their psychological problem with psychiatrists and then begin the treatment. If the reason is academic pressure, the student should take a break from thinking about his or her grade and start to practice his or her hobbies or something they like to do, as not obtaining a perfect grade is not the end of the world. As for social media, young people must be educated to use it correctly and to be themselves all the time. Also, if you are worried and depressed about family expectation, it is not difficult to talk to your families about your problems, and they will certainly understand you. Finally, I suggest that psychotherapists be added in university for free to help with depression and anxiety problems.
Well, these were definitely useful solutions. Everyone should stop giving so much importance to grades on what people say on social media. Also, talking to the family may relieve anxiety indeed. I like the idea of free psychotherapy at universities. This will definitely make a difference. Fortunately, it is time to end our episode for today. Sincere thanks to Ahmed for being in today's episode.
Thank you for having me in today's episode. I hope I have helped you all in what I understand about mental health. Don't forget to take care of your health and mental health and be safe.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of our podcast, Voice of Oman Youth. And do not forget, our dear listeners, there is no shame in going to a psychotherapy or seeking help when you face a psychological problems. Mahmoud Al-Nahdi was with you, and have a wonderful day.